Adam Maguire is here now with the business news. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ashley. There will be plenty of last-minute shoppers out this morning to get the final few bits for Christmas. According to Ibex Retail Ireland, they're more likely to be men aged 55 and over. They'll be contributing to an average household Christmas spend of €1,600 this year. That's the forecast from Retail Ireland. And that's what's spent in addition to a household's normal outgoings. Arnold Dillon is Director of Retail Ireland. He joins us on the line now. Arnold, that €1,600 would be a 3% rise in spending compared to last year, which pretty much tracks inflation. Will that be disappointing to retailers who might have hoped for a more substantial increase this year?
Good morning, Adam. Yeah, I do think it has been more a kind of a resilient performance from the retail sector this year, as opposed to maybe one of significant growth. And I think that maybe is reflective of some of the challenges that have been out there. I think we have seen, obviously, cost pressures being quite significant in the supply chain, but also the cost pressures on business. But I think one of the key challenges has been consumer sentiment, which has been lagging really over the last year or so, and really below historical levels. So I think while sales potentially could have been better this year in the round, I think what we have seen, though, with recent surveys is though that households are protecting that Christmas spend and their Christmas budget. So we do see people determined to make sure they have the full Christmas experience and budgeting accordingly.
Yeah, and we spoke to Kilkenny Group CEO Evelyn Moynihan on Monday. She spoke about a degree of caution among consumers this year. Is that being felt across the entire sector?
Yeah, I think that is the case. And as I say, consumer sentiment is not where we would like it to be. I think there is a couple of factors. I think there's people are generally concerned about sort of the wider global economic context. And also, I think people are conscious still of cost of living pressures. I do think that probably some of the, you know, really significant concerns that we had around what the implications for Trump's tariffs and that might have been for the Irish economy probably haven't played out. So that we would be hopeful that we, as we move into next year, that we would see a sort of a boost in sentiment and maybe an easing in some of that very high savings rate that's there in the economy at the moment.
The Christmas shopping period, of course, isn't over yet. How busy are shops expected to be today?
Yeah, it's been a really positive experience for talking to members over the last number of months. Probably the last couple of days will have been the most significant and the largest trading days of the year. I think a lot of people have taken this week off, so we've seen this sort of a bounce over the last couple of days. And yeah, still some really positive feedback coming back from members, and still inevitably a lot of last minute shoppers out there today.
Online, of course, a major factor in Christmas shopping. Not now at this stage; it'd be too late if you're shopping online. Has the growth of working from home added to that increase in online shopping?
Absolutely, yeah. There has been a significant, I suppose, disruption in shopping patterns since COVID, and with less people, more people working remotely and less people potentially in towns and cities. So that is a factor for retail. I think what we have seen this year, which is somewhat interesting, is that there's a real growth in what people have dubbed the precision shopper. So a lot of people doing a lot of research online. And interestingly, for the first time, we've seen people doing a lot of research using AI and then going in and spending in the shop. So a really informed shopper arriving in with a very clear list of what they want to buy when they arrive into town.
Arnold Dillon, Director of Retail Ireland, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.